Become aware of your own natural rhythm of breathing, how it just comes in and goes out, comes in and out. Now take three deeper breaths to relax your body. One. Two. Three. And three more to relax your emotional self. One. Two. Letting the last breath out with a sigh as you let go even deeper. And now three more breaths to relax your intellect. One. Two. And become aware of the breathing in your center, your core, your essence. Become aware of your spiritual self within, filling you with breath. Filling your body with life. Filling you with love. Filling you with light. You're breathing the energy of life, of power, of love. This is your energy, your power, your love. You're filled and bathed by the light. This light is your essence, your spirit. This breath is your very life, yours to take and release, yours to give and to receive. This is the energy of your spirit, here for you in every moment. This is you. This is the real you. At the core of your being, the power and wisdom of your spiritual self. This is your diamond essence, who has been within you your entire life, who is always present, who has brought you to healing, who has brought you to goodness, who is wisdom, who is love. Feel the light around you, emanating from your light, connecting you with the universal light, giving and receiving. experience the abundance of light and of love. You are receiving this goodness from the light who created all of us as equal in the light. Your guide brings your emotional self and intellect to stand in front of you, and you see them there. Look upon your emotional self and intellect. There they are, the two of them, the personality living as they have been taught to live. But now they know that you, the essence within, can lead them in a new direction, down the right road, the road of love, peace, and wisdom. They are ready to hear your voice, because they know that no one is to blame, not mother, not father, not the light, not themselves. They know they have lost out by invalidating you. They are now ready to surrender to your wisdom and to live in love. You, spiritual self, are in the body, quietly breathing, quietly being, acknowledging their growth and their changes. You can feel the channels of communication open between you all. This is your moment, spiritual self. Your emotional self and intellect call out to you. They're asking you, spiritual self, to assert yourself, to take the role of leader in the quadrinity. The time of being in silence, or being only a small voice within, is over. Yes, spiritual self, it's time for you to lovingly express and affirm yourself. It's time to communicate to your emotional self, intellect, and body exactly who you are. You have been quiet too long. The time has come now to lovingly assert yourself with strength and power. For you are the source of power within that can guide the emotional self and intellect and body to a new path. They must now know who you are. The light of your spiritual essence glows within your body. You feel its waves flowing through you with every breath. Feel your new strength and power. Body and spiritual self, you are one with the universal light, the source of power and wisdom and love. You can lovingly assert yourself so that your emotional self and intellect can know who you are. So look upon them, spiritual self, and speak to them. And spiritual self, please repeat these words after me. Emotional self and intellect, I, the spiritual self, I am that I am. Emotional self and intellect know this truth. I am you and you are me. I have never abandoned you. I have never abandoned you. We are all parts of the whole. You are but the negatively programmed part of our Trinity. I am not resistant, and you won't be either. I don't rebel compulsively against authority, and neither will you. I am not a doubter, and now neither are you. I am not naive, and now neither are you. I am not vindictive, and you won't be either. I do not carry grudges, and neither will you. I am not stubborn, and now neither are you. I do not look to blame others, and neither will you. Nor am I a helpless dependent, and neither are you. I do not live in a fantasy world, and neither will you. I am not a manipulator, and now neither are you. I don't always have to have my own way, and neither will you. I am not a phony holy, and you won't be either. I do not act confused, crazy, or spacey, and neither will you. I do not give double messages, and neither will you. I don't chatter inanely, and you won't either. I am not self-centered or selfish, and now neither are you. I do not play the victim, and neither will you. I am not fearful, and you won't be either. I am not an energy sucker, and neither are you. I do not crave negative attention, and neither will you. I am not childish, and neither are you. I am not mother's and father's traits, and neither are you. I am not your negative patterns, and now neither are you. I am our wisdom and our creativity. I am our deepest inner voice, your guide for eternity. I lead us on the path of love. I believe in our positive future. I know our true potential. I can feel and express all my emotions, and so can you. I am worthy, and so are you. I have self-respect, and you do too. I validate my experiences, and so will you. I am fearless, and you will become fearless too. I am real and grounded, and so are you. I am clear and centered, and so are you. I can do anything, and so can you. I live in the present, and so do you. I am eager to learn and grow, and you are becoming that way too. I am bold and courageous, and so are you. I know what I want, and you will too. I speak truth, and so can you. I can receive and give love, and so can you. I am responsible, and you will be too. I trust myself, and so can you. I have healthy, clear boundaries, and you are developing them too. I am never alone because I am of the light, and so are you. I am open and listen, and so can you. I am curious and adventuresome, and so are you. I accept myself and am proud of who I am. I love myself and enjoy myself. I love the spontaneity and fluidity of our feelings. I love the curiosity and cleverness of our intellect. I love the mobility and wonder of our body. I am so much more, and so are you. I will participate with you to name and recycle patterns. The dark side is not us, and we will transform it with our free will. I will help you to pull out the abandonment root. I will not live in the negative past, and you won't live there either. I am genuine, and you are too. I am at peace with myself, and you are too. I invite you to find your own word, spiritual self, to speak to your child and intellect of who you are and who you are becoming, of what you will allow and not allow in the future. Speak to them of the direction you will lead them in. Show them what it's ahead that you, with your clear vision, have seen. Speak aloud to your emotional self and intellect. Please repeat these words after me. I am you, and you are me. I am love and lovable, and so are you. For I am that I am. I am our spiritual self. I am of the light and in the light, and so are you. I am of the source, the energy, who some call God. I am free of negative love, and you will be too. I am worthy of this life and this love. As I am now, I am good enough, and so are you. I can simply be. We are worthy of love and life. We are love and lovable. This light is ours, and it is eternal. For I am that I am. I am our spiritual self. Now, spiritual self, reach out for your emotional self. Reach out and take your emotional self into your arms and hold it closely. Your emotional self deserves all the love you can give, and you have it, spiritual self. You have an endless supply, so lavish it on your emotional self, the love that you have in abundance and which the emotional self needs so much. Cradle your emotional self in your arms. Quietly speak to it with tender words. Tell it that all will be well. Reassure that you and your guide will always be there. That you will always unconditionally accept and love your emotional self, even if it regresses once in a while. And in your arms, your emotional self will always find its adulthood again. Your emotional self will never be lonely. For how can it be lonely if you are there? Tell your emotional self that you will be the strength and courage from within, and will always be there to guide and protect. You will be there with every breath to direct it to the path of love. In your own words, softly speak to your emotional self. Yes, spiritual self, give love to your emotional self the love it never received from its mother or father. Go ahead. Fill your emotions with love. Let it pour from your heart to the heart of your emotional self. And with this love, your emotional self can easily let go of its old patterns, born out of fear, born out of a lack of love. It can give up hurting itself and hurting others. It can let go of the toxic shame. And for the rest of this lifetime, you two are one. Gently give your emotional self to your guide. Your guide holds it lovingly and protectively and fills it with reassurance that there are always people to help. With that, your emotional self experiences an even deeper trust and acceptance, a new way of being. Spiritual self, feel again the gentle but ever so strong power of love within you, the love that comes with every breath, and it's yours to give and receive. Feel the power of love within you, that warmth, that strength. Now, spiritual self, reach out your arms for your intellect and hold it close to you. Give love to your intellect. It needs to be accepted and loved just for who it is. Your communication is now clear and open because your intellect has learned to listen and wants to cooperate, wants to be a partner with you. So, spiritual self, hold your intellect and communicate with your intellect. Validate your intellect for letting the emotional self express itself with all the old shoulds and shouldn'ts. Also, acknowledge your intellect for the wise truths it made with its emotions. Let your intellect know that you will help it to keep the truth. So hold your intellect and simply allow your intellect to be by loving it. That is your gift, spiritual self, the gift of light and of love. With this newfound peace and power, spiritual self, take your adult intellect over to your emotional self. An intellect, speak to your emotional self and tell your emotional self once again that you promise to keep your part of the truth. Tell it that you will take responsibility and will no longer blame after the fact. Now, intellect, face your spiritual self in your body, embrace, and become one. The three of you, now as one, reach out for your emotional self. Acknowledge your emotional self. Express your gratitude for its courage and cooperation. Take your emotional self within you, and as a quadrinity of love, breathe together. Live together. As you breathe, Feel that breath coming from your essence. Feel it filling you and nurturing you. Feel your light grow brighter and stronger, filling and surrounding all parts of you as you acknowledge your own true power and wisdom and love. Experience the joy that this love brings to you, to your Trinity, to your body. You have so much love to give, because you are part of the endless source of life, the light. As you breathe, the light expands to touch those around you, the people in your life. The light fills your space with love, with sharing, with healing. The light extends beyond your space to others in your life. Feel yourself sharing with them, giving to them, nourishing them from your essence. Experience yourself receiving love and light and nourishment from others in your life. You are now open to abundance, the abundance of light. Now that light, that love, that compassion from your open heart reaches out to embrace and touch the whole world. All beings as one. Connected by the air we breathe and the love and light of the universe that we share. Hearts opening together in this journey of life. Spiritual selves here on earth able to recognize the spiritual selves of others. Knowing that as we share the air around us, so with every breath we take, we can remember that we are all one, all connected. All of us finding that in this connection, life becomes simple, and all we have to do is simply be. We are beings of love, giving and receiving, both for this life and for hereafter. From your essence of love and of compassion within you, open yourself to seeing your purpose for this life. Feel your rhythm of breathing, coming in and going out without effort, just simply being, receiving and giving effortlessly. Experience your own light, your own essence that is always within you and whose voice can be heard when you choose to listen. Resolve to listen to that wise inner voice of guidance. And as you do, listen to the words of this poem. I am that I am. I have at last reached my goal and solved the secret of my soul. I am that to whom I prayed, that to whom I looked for aid. I am that whom I did seek. I am my own mountain peak. I upon creation look, for I am the one the many make of substance from which me I take. For all is me, there are not two. Creation is myself all through. What I grant unto myself, I just take from myself. For I am the Father and the Son, Mother, Daughter, all are one. What I want, I do but see. My wishes flowing forth from me. For I am the knower and the known, subject, ruler, and the throne. Three in one is what I am, and hell itself is but a dam that I did put in my own stream. When in a nightmare I did dream that I was not the only one, and thus by me was doubt begun, which ran its course till I awoke and found that I with me did joke. So now that I do stand awake, my throne I do surely take and rule my kingdom, which is me, the master through eternity. Feel yourself sitting in your space, with light flowing out of you into the earth. You are grounded and supported by the earth, like a tree with roots of light. You are here, now, with your spiritual self, emotional self, and intellect in your body. And get in touch with how you're feeling this very moment. And find a word or two that would describe it. And then take a deep breath. And gently open your eyes.